From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. An attempted coup in Turkey 1 year later. The people of Turkey are taking part in marches and rallies, remembering the July 15, 2016 attempted military coup against the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. VOA's Zlatica Hoc reports.
Erdogan blames his U.S.-based political opponent Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the coup and demands his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence that this was the case. Former U.S. ambassador to Ankara, James Jeffrey, says it would be hard to extradite Gulen without proof that he was involved or knew about a plot to assassinate the Turkish head of state.
That gets into very complicated stuff that I haven't seen the proof, but I would be surprised if there's a whole lot of proof, because if you're going to do something like that, you typically don't leave a paper trail.
But Jeffrey says that Gulen's supporters had infiltrated the Turkish armed forces, police, and judiciary, and ultimately helped engineer the coup. Zlatica Hoc, VOA News, Washington.
Following the coup attempt, more than 50,000 people were arrested and some 100,000 public employees were fired for alleged links to Gulen and other extremist groups. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will delay a procedural vote on a revised Republican health care bill. McConnell's announcement follows the news that prominent Senator John McCain must remain in the state of Arizona for another week following an operation Saturday to remove a blood clot from his left eye. McCain's absence in the closely divided Senate places a vote on the health care bill in jeopardy. This is VOA News.